The Oak Room, as this room has been called since around 1844, has variously been an overflow library, bedroom, a space for prayers and even smoking. Until Sir Geoffrey Wyatville redesigned the staircase on the south front, the room enjoyed fantastic views across the lawn to the Seahorse Fountain and the Emperor Fountain beyond. The room must have been considerably darkened by the addition of the stairs, which perhaps helps to explain the radical change overseen by the 6th Duke of Devonshire, the installation of the intricately carved wood panelling. We're lucky in that the 6th Duke tells us precisely where the panelling was bought, recalling how, one day, walking with a friend in Berners Street, we were tempted into the auction room and found carved oak being knocked down. I bought to the left and the right and became possessed of almost all that you see here, the fittings of some German monastery and the woodwork of an old-fashioned pew. Although we don't know where exactly the carvings are from, they're stylistically similar to choir stalls still found in the Baden-Württemberg region in southwest Germany. The carvings were carefully adapted to fit the dimensions of the oak room. Try and spot the joins as you walk around the perimeter. The carvings are made of oak. Although it's not an easy wood to carve, being a hardwood, it's ideal for large figurative carvings, as the tight grain can take a lot of deep carving. It's also robust, and carved oak generally survives well over time. The room is cared for and kept clean by the conservation team. Each year they check the carvings for any damage, dust each part with brushes, ensuring the dust is caught in a vacuum cleaner, and record any changes for comparison each year. You'll have noticed the furnishings of the room are complicated and we have so much more to learn. Although there's lots of carved wood and stone in the house, there's something really quirky about this space. Partly because it feels so unexpected when you walk in. You come from a stone corridor that's quite plainly furnished, and even though there's a really highly decorated chapel next door, there's something about this room with the deep panelling on the walls that makes you feel that you've had a completely different experience when you step outside.